Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater. Tonight's play, Like If You're Dead, by Chris Gomez, depicts the ethical dilemmas posed by the generational differences between two veteran state-sponsored assassins. How they kill, who they kill, and why.
The voices you will hear in Like If You're Dead are all local actors. John Welsh as Bruce, Ian Dalziel as Martin, and Elizabeth Katya as Tammy. Technical production is by Lily Dubois. Enjoy.
Punctual as ever, Martin.
I wouldn't be where I am today if I wasn't, Bruce. I brought the coffees.
I should hope so. You lost the bet. Loser buys, I recall. Oh, and by the way, I heard you coming up behind me a mile away.
Impressive, old-timer. Considering it's the middle of the day, the ground is covered with dry autumn leaves. Oh, and the biggest tip-off? I wasn't trying to sneak up on you.
Every moment is a training opportunity.
On my day off, I just want to take a little time to catch up with an old friend and colleague, okay? Can I do that, please?
Sure.
Thanks. Here, take your coffee. Besides, I have my ways of training, and they work quite nicely.
Can't wait to hear this. How about we find a quieter place to talk? That bench over there by the pond is open.
Wow, good eye, old man. But I wouldn't say open. There's a squirrel on it. Gray fur with three black diamond-shaped spots, and yep, the tip of his left ear is missing.
No one likes a show-off, Martin.
Say, speaking of training, you still staying sharp?
I've only been gone 2 years. What do you think?
I'll take that as a yes.
Mm-hmm, sharp as ever.
Even though you don't need to anymore?
Well, you leave it. It doesn't leave you.
I guess.
I'm retired. I don't need a day job. Speaking of work, how's business?
business as usual. Pretty dead.
Lovely turn of phrase.
Actually, to be perfectly honest, work has been much easier once I made use of an experimental new training tool. Facebook.
You mean those directories colleges distribute?
Seriously? I say Facebook, and that is the first thing you think of? Where did you retire to, Mars?
I know what Facebook is. I was going for the hat trick and cracking jokes today. It's like MySpace.
Wow. Really? MySpace? Okay, you need to stop saying old man stuff now.
How do you use Facebook as a training tool?
The same way you used to train back in the day. How would you keep your skills in shape?
Well, I would pick a target instead of having one assigned to me. Then I would follow that person around, learn all of their routines, all of the facets of their lives, and find out the best moment to take them down. Just like a real assignment, except I wouldn't eliminate the trading target.
Why not? You know you can't make an omelet without killing a few eggs.
Martin, Martin, Martin. I'm afraid that's where you and I part ways.
With your method, you never know with 100% certainty that those training missions would have been successes.
Who cares? The assigned missions were successful, that's all that matters. You're saying that you eliminate your targets?
I know I really am a success.
What does this have to do with Facebook?
I do all the things you used to, only Facebook makes it so much easier. Actually, people make it easier. Facebook just puts it all in one place. The hardest part is picking one target at a time. I think someday I may try two at once to challenge myself. You know how we followed people to learn where they were and where they were going? No need to anymore. They post it and even check in, which means I literally have a map leading right to them. You wanted to learn their habits and everything about their personal lives? They make that information their status updates. Seriously, I get all that information handed to me on a silver platter. I get updates at home while I'm sitting in my recliner watching Wheel of Fortune.
Really? You learn all that?
Yeah. I even know what some of them had for lunch. Had a yummy California roll at lunch with the girls. Woohoo! Snagged the last slice of five-alarm pizza. My farts are gonna hurt and smoke. Yeah! Had a small garden salad with light Italian dressing during my lunch break. Going jogging after work. Goodbye, size 8, size 4, here I come. Those people I just want to kill on principle. No one wants to know what you had to eat. I actually chose one of those types of people as a mark.
So I got this right. You killed someone because of a Facebook post about lunch?
Yep. I slipped poison into their food during a lunch. Killer lunch today, not feeling well, hope it's not the flu. Nope, it's the poison.
You can't be by a computer all the time. How do you monitor it all the time?
I got the Facebook app on my phone.
My phone gets texts and makes calls.
I got a smartphone. Seriously, this thing does it all. I'm betting if I find the right app, this thing will microwave a burrito. I swear at night I think this thing dons a mask and cape and fights crime while I sleep.
Nice. So all the training I gave you wasn't worth my time.
Of course it was. You're an artist. I still use everything you taught me. I've just found a way to modernize it. It's an evolution. You don't get anywhere by staying still, you know.
But your marks, they are simply people who annoy you. I didn't train you for that.
Only sometimes. Take, for instance, this girl. Look at her page and all of her posts. Saw a hilarious movie, LOL. Jill and I rode the screamer at the fair, LOL. I was so scared I thought my heart was going to explode, LOL. So tired, LOL. No more 19-hour days for this girl, LOL. Disconnecting from the world for a while, LOL. Laid off from my job today, LOL. Guess I need to find another job, LOL. Rent to pay. Grandma passed away last night. I'll love you always, Grandma, LOL. Does she even know what LOL stands for? It's not the word stop in a telegram, I can tell you that much.
So she's dead too?
No. I just wanted to show you that. Isn't that annoying?
Sure.
You think that's bad? Check out the dead grandma comment again.
Wow.
I know, huh? Total idiot, right? As for annoying, don't even get me started on the people who post photos of their dogs dressed up in all variation of costume. Here's little Moppet in a sundress. Moppet is a police doggie. Moppet loves having her pajamas on. Moppet in her lion costume. I guess she's the lion queen. It's a chihuahua. It's already an animal. Why do you need to dress it up like another animal? Besides, the lion costume has a mane, which means it's a boy lion. So that whole lion queen comment was stupid.
You are absolutely right.
That's not even the worst. Remember when your private life was, well, private? Yeah, not anymore. Oh, for instance, here's a great example. Love my boyfriend. Would love him more if he did more around the house. Men.
Love you too, honey. Maybe I would clean more if it was actually my mess. It's called a sponge. Remind me to show you how to use one sometime.
I know how to use one. Besides, I'm too busy doing all the cooking.
Really, cooking. I hardly count
beep, boop, beep. Dinner will be ready in 90 seconds as cooking.
Honestly, it's like you have a phobia of being creative. Here's an idea. Try using a stove to heat things in the kitchen. I would love for my taste buds to tingle once in a while.
Is that the cousin of your phobia? Because you seem to have a fear of being creative and heating anything in the bedroom. I would love for anything to tingle just once, ever. Can you believe it? That is an open for everyone to see post. And they don't even care. It's called a private message. Learn how to use it, am I right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Say, I have a question.
Shoot.
Aren't you worried someone is going to notice all these people are dead or missing?
That's the genius part of Facebook. It's all over the world. If all these people disappeared from one city, sure it would seem suspicious. But a person here, another there, spread across the country, no one makes the connection.
I see.
There are many other factors in my choices. Sometimes I will pick someone for the challenge of a different geographical region. Other times I will find a target while looking at someone else's page. There's a kid out there who's not being bothered by a bully anymore.
Good for that kid.
See, this is the appropriate place for an LOL.
I'm not finding much to L about.
Why? You trained me. I'm applying everything you taught. I've just found a better way to do it.
It's not how you do it. It's the fact that you follow through to the end. When I signed on for the job, it was honorable.
Don't kid yourself. Killing is killing.
True. However, mine was for a purpose. Every one of mine was an assignment, not human target practice.
Listen, don't get all preachy with me. You know damn well we all do what we need to do to stay on top of our game. We can't all be the legendary golden boy you once were.
Darn it.
Sorry, Bruce. I sometimes get too animated when I talk. Oh, man, I got coffee all over your shirt.
It's fine. Accidents happen. I'll be right back. I'm going to go clean myself up.
Anything I can do to help?
No, I'll be fine. I built car bombs that took out foreign dignitaries. I think I can handle maneuvering a Tide stick and some paper towel. What do you think?
Ouch. That shirt is totaled. Sorry.
Yeah, it looks like you owe me a new shirt and another round of Starbucks.
I still can't believe you won the bet.
I told you.
How did you know they were going to assign credit for my work to SEAL Team 6?
That's how it always works. Look at it this way. You made some good people into heroes. Try having your work attributed to a crackpot in a book depository.
I'll be damned. So there was someone on the grassy knoll.
No. A hippie on a bad acid trip hallucinates seeing something on a bumpy patch of lawn, and suddenly we have an alternate version of history. The gospel according to conspiracy theorists. What are you doing?
Just checking Facebook. I found my next training exercise. This person posted a picture of Snoopy looking upset at a Rubik's Cube on the floor next to him, and the caption reads, "Frustration." That's good.
Why?
It's a smart joke. Because dogs don't see in color and don't have opposing thumbs, so a Rubik's Cube would be very frustrating to them.
I get that, but why is that person your next mark?
That person is smart. Those usually make for a better challenge. I know. You still don't like it.
Can't say that I do.
Yeah, figured as much. Hey, you seriously never took down someone unless they were an assignment?
That's right.
Never?
Never.
Would you ever consider doing it?
No.
Huh. Hey, Bruce, I have a proposition for you.
Somehow I have a turn around and walk away now feeling coming on.
No. Give me a chance to double or nothing on our bet.
I'm listening.
You said you're still keeping sharp?
I did.
Think you're still better than me?
I never said I was better than you.
No need. Some things are kind of obvious.
Everyone has their own skills which make them uniquely valuable.
Yeah. Cut the after-school special crap. Do you still think you're as good as you were back in your day?
I'd say pretty much the same.
Perfect. I say we see whose way of training is better. A duel of skills.
And here's where that walk-away feeling kicks in.
I'm serious. I'll pick someone from Facebook, say that Snoopy person. You do it your way. Binoculars, stakeouts, disguises, the whole nine yards. Any way you want to handle your target, your business. We'll see who has the best strategies and tactics for getting to a mark.
I don't think so.
Come on, this is your chance to prove your way is correct.
Still, no.
How about if I raise the stakes? Forget two shirts and the two rounds of overpriced Java. If you win, I'll stop completing my practices.
Am I hearing right? I win and you change your ways?
You haven't lost your hearing.
And what do I get if I win?
Man, Bruce, don't act like I'm challenging you to a contest for a fiddle made of gold. If I win, you admit my way is best. That and you buy the coffees.
As tempting as that sounds, I'm still going to have to pass.
Why? Are you scared?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I knew the peer pressure route wasn't going to work. Thought I should at least give it a shot, though.
kudos for not resorting to telling me all the cool kids are doing it.
Another funny. Did you take comedy traffic school for a speeding ticket or something?
Ha ha.
Okay, I'm asking you again, and this time I don't want you to give me an answer right away. All you gotta do is promise me you'll mull it over for a while. You know, give it some thought before you tell me no. What do you say? Please?
Fine.
All right, that's a good man. Remember, no hidden rules. Whomever you want, for whatever reason.
Got it. Well, it was good seeing you, Martin. I think I'm going to go now. I should go home and change my shirt.
It was good to see you too, old man. Don't break a hip before I see you next.
Funny, because I'm old. Ha ha, clever.
Not old, ancient.
You leaving too?
No, not yet. I want to enjoy the fresh air a little longer. And I'll check out what's new with people on Facebook from my phone. Oh, man. If you're going to post lyrics to a Beatles song to make yourself look insightful, at least have the decency to post the correct lyrics.
Goodbye, Martin.
Later, Bruce. Don't forget to consider my wager.
Hello, anybody home?
Be right there, Grandpa.
Okay.
Hey, Grandpa, how are you?
Where is everybody?
Well, Mom had work today. That project at work is really giving her a hard time. Matt is doing that volunteer project to make his college applications look more impressive.
Whatever the reason, your brother is a good, hard-working boy. You'd be smart to take cues from him.
Sure, Grandpa. I'm about to be a freshman in high school. I think I still have some time to get started.
Where's your grandmother?
She had a bunch of appointments today. She returned home for a short time. I spent time with her, but she came and went.
And what have you been doing to occupy your time?
Not much. It's Saturday. Watched some TV, shot some baskets with Kim, and was on Facebook for a while.
Really? Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I'm going to make a sandwich. Want one?
Sure. Hey, do me a favor. Don't be spending too much time on the internet. I know I'm old, but it makes me nervous to have a young person like yourself on there.
Yeah, I know. But don't worry, Grandpa. I seen that Chris Hansen show. He wouldn't believe how many pervs show...
Chris what show?
Chris Hansen show. He's the guy who uses Facebook to catch guys who...
Who what?
Older guys trying to get with young girls.
Oh, jeez. Where do you pick this stuff up?
I'm just clever, I guess. You know, I posted the funniest picture to Facebook earlier. Wait until you see it. It's Snoopy in a Rubik's Cube, and the title is great.
A picture of what?
Snoopy. You know Charlie Brown's dog? Anyways, it's hilarious because...
Forget my sandwich. I'm not feeling so well. Sorry, Tammy, I'm going to lay down in the den.
That's okay. Are you okay, Grandpa?
I'll be fine. Just a little fatigued. I just need a quick rest. Oh, this can't be happening. Login. Message. Hello, Martin. I told you I know what Facebook is. Even have an account, just never use it. I've given a lot of thought to your wager. I have decided to change my mind and take you up on your offer. I even have my target already picked out. He won't know it's coming until it's too late. I must admit this Facebook stuff is quite interesting. Maybe it is time to update some of my outdated tactics. This is the first time I've sent a message on here. See you very soon. Regards, Bruce. And send. I hate to do it to you, old friend, but I guess there's a first time for everything.
That concludes Like If You're Dead by Chris Gomez. Tonight we are fortunate to have Chris in the studio with us, and we shall present an interview with him now.
This is Jim Dowling of the Scratched Up Radio Players, and I have here in the studio Chris Gomez, the person who actually wrote that play. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Nice to meet you. Nice to be here.
Well, thanks for coming in, and thank you very much for allowing us to use that script. Great play.
Oh, my pleasure. It's nice to know it still has some legs to it.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us about that? I mean, when did you write that play?
I wrote that play in 2011. I got up one day on a weekend and I started, and I was done about 7 hours later. It's kind of how I write. It was used for radio plays that were done at the time on another radio station in town, and it was part of a competition, and they needed content, and I'm like, oh, I'll do that. So I had already done one earlier in the year, and they're like, we kind of need some more content. Will you do it? And I said, well, do you have anything? I said, no, I don't have anything, but I'll come up with something. I have a very vague idea of what I'd like to do about Facebook and stuff. And so that in particular, I didn't expect, I didn't expect the play to have much legs. I mean, when you do anything with technology, as soon as the new thing comes out, it almost makes what you did before obsolete.
Yeah, you got MySpace in there. And,
yeah, we originally in the initial one at the time, Farmville was huge at the time. People, you get Farmville requests and hey, do this, do that, and so that was in the original script. I know that was cut, and there's just certain things you're gonna have to cut to at least make it people. Oh, yeah. People don't even know probably Farmville anymore, and that's MySpace is just more of a joke reference now than at the time it was actually just on its way out. So now it's more of a joke reference. So it's funny how time itself will change a script as opposed to actually trying to make it change yourself.
Right. Well, I think it stands up.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about where do ideas come from?
For me, my wife jokes with me that I'm death is my main source of inspiration because a lot of the stuff I do for some reason has to do with death. I think because for me I find the idea of it fascinating, not in a romanticized way, but I know that it's the biggest life changer, so to speak, not only for the person who passes, but like in the way people deal with it and everything. So for me, that's kind of, so the assassins is kind of that are deal in this are more of a comedic foil for that, but it's still dealing with death. And I've done other serious plays and audio plays about death as well. So for me, I think the inspiration just comes from in this idea. I was just like, that would be a really fun way to incorporate something very old, and I mean, it's one of the oldest things around, which is death, and one of the more newer things, which is technology, and kind of put them together and how people would use how it's. I wouldn't say it's a cautionary tale, because I know there's a lot of cautionary tales about using internet and technology. That's the reason why they have the TV show Black Mirror, But for me, it was more along the lines of that people can use things for any particular reason, good or bad. And I think this was a very good example of that.
Yes, I agree. It's hard hitting at the end, You've got these guys talking, as old friends, and all of a sudden you realize that there's a child, there's innocence involved, and.
Oh, yeah, and the fact that he's going to have to take out his friend.
Yeah.
He's got to make the choice. It's either his friend or his granddaughter, and I mean, he's definitely going to choose the granddaughter.
Right.
And the only way he can do that is to take him up on his offer of choosing a target.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, our time is limited, so could we talk a little bit about? Well, you're just wrapping up a play at the Riverfront right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the title escapes me.
Somewhere in Between.
Somewhere in Between, which I just saw, but I have amnesia. So anyway, and it was a great play and well attended. And what else, what other projects do you have in the works?
Well, I'm on the board of directors for Riverfront Playhouse, and I'm on the artistic committee. So we're already wrapping. We've wrapped up our 2019 season, getting that. It's being advertised, and right now we're working on figuring out what we're going to do for the 2020 season. As in actual play and production. I don't have anything on the works to direct anything for the next years, at least. But I am going to audition for a few shows, so people might be able to see me act in other people's writings as opposed to, you know, me telling other people what to do.
Well, I've seen you, and
thank you.
I look forward to anything that you're in.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to probably audition for our Robin, because it's a literary season at Riverfront for 2019. So it's all based on, it's plays based on books. So we're going to be
the whole year?
Yeah, the whole year. Wow. It's a nice theme this year. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, the first one's going to be Robin Hood, followed by Of Mice and Men, The Complete Works of Shakespeare, Abridged, which is a comedy, Little Women.
It's pretty ambitious.
Frankenstein, and then we'll end it with A Christmas Carol. That'll be the whole 2019 season. So I'm going to probably audition for two of those shows.
Okay, well, you know, we really appreciate you coming in.
I appreciate being here. Thank you so much.
We're hoping to get more scripts out of you.
I think that could be arranged.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Scratched Up Radio Theater is always looking for new talent, especially if you are a playwright or would like to audition for a part in one of our plays. Please call 530-604-9802. KKRN Community Radio is a listener-supported all-volunteer station. We rely on donations from our listeners. Please consider a donation at this time to help keep our great programming on the air and generally make it possible to meet all of our expenses. Go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or if you prefer, send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96084.
This is Sydney Ahern, and you're listening to KKRN at 88.5 FM, Round Mountain.